John Whelan stood in the Shannon yesterday evening and he called for an honest debate on our immigration policy. John joins us now. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Clara.
John, when you said yesterday that you want an honest debate on our immigration policy, why did you say that? What made you stand up in the Shannon and bring this matter to the fore?
Well, there's a number of reasons, really. I mean, we have had for some time now, you know, a lot of people under pressure, a lot of people feeling the pinch. And in some regards, some people then are turning to blame, you know, various other people, whoever they can point a finger at. All those kind of things. Also, we had the incident there before Christmas. And I don't know whether he was playing to the gallery or whether he was trying to court public opinion or whether it was a genuine mistake on his part. But the outburst by the mayor of Naas, Darren Scully,
was it
an opportunistic remark? But also, I think others on the other side of the debate and some of them, my own colleagues, perhaps, you know, taking advantage of his slip-up.
Remind people what his slip-up was again.
In broad terms, he said that he wasn't going to represent or take representations or help out non-Irish people anymore, any coloured people coming to his office for assistance in his constituency. I think he was saying that he found them aggressive and so on. And, you know, I mean, that was a very dangerous and silly thing at best to say, because it can give succour to those with racist tendencies and inspire and fuel aggressive and reaction to the new Irish and visitors to this country. And that polarised public opinion. And what I saw on one hand was people coming out, many of them coming out in support of Darren Scully. So, you know, it reflects, if you like, an attitude there. And others, and as I said, even some Labour colleagues of mine, I think maybe even being opportunistic themselves and going and reporting him to the Gardaí for inciting hatred. And I don't know if that's the best response. Coming from Portlaoise, you know, we have the situation where Portlaoise has the reputation for welcoming people from all over the world and from many countries, and indeed, you know, electing the first ever black Lord Mayor in the entire country in
Rotimi Adebari. Yeah.
But in recent weeks, I've been getting worrying indications from people who are resident in the former Montague Hotel,
now which is in Emo.
An asylum centre there in Emo, between Portlaoise and Monastrevin. And, you know, there's some suggestions or at least claims that the conditions in which the 200 people are being housed and accommodated there are less than desirable, that sometimes the food being served is out of date, and that the milk and the butter and the yogurts have expired past their expiry date, and there's children there, you know, getting this food, and also that, you know, that complex, the building is very often cold with no heating. And, you know, I found that very disturbing. And especially when it comes to young families and children, because I know no one, regardless of their views on this issue, and as I say, they are diverse and complex, who would like to see anyone in this country being treated like that. And I have to quickly add there, Clare, before I conclude that point, is that, strangely enough, literally within hours of me raising the issue and calling for a constructive and wide-ranging debate on the entire issue of immigration,